Hello, sir.
Yes, David.
Skadoosh!
God's sake.
Skadoosh!
I forgot that he says that.
Skadoosh!
He does say that, doesn't
he? Goes, skadoosh!
Yeah.
Because he's Jack Black, because everything is awesome!
This is not the most greatest animation in the world movie, but...
But it is a tribute.
Allegedly. I abbreviate all the movies that we do to their initials.
Yeah.
And this one's KFP.
Delicious.
The Colonel would approve.
Look at... Ooh, he did the Colonel with his panda love.
And his weird dumplings. Oh, you're going to buy my KFP. Ooh.
Oh my God, the fucking dumplings and the noodles.
Mm-mm.
This movie. So, I should say, hi, I'm David, and this is Lisa.
We already said that. It's a scriptical.
Yeah. And, Kung Fu Panda.
Yes. Better electrical.
I mean, we probably don't need to say what movie it is because they're looking at it. But I know we talked about this last time, but we can, huh?
Do you notice that they stole the song? Kung Fu Panda. Dun, 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 and I went, better electrical.
Oh, at some point in this, I thought I was playing Bank Panic.
Yes, that's right. Ding, 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 ding. Yep.
Anyway. Kung Fu Panda, 2008 yes. movie.
Yes, to start our animation April.
And yes, we're starting...
Slightly delayed.
We're starting on the 8th of April, yep. Our daughter's birthday.
Correct.
I chose this movie because I was under the impression that she liked it. I told her it. She said, I don't mind it, but yep. It's not my favourite animation.
No.
And I was
and
like,
she's
oh.
a very hard judge.
She's extremely hard judge.
Yeah, she criticises them for things that I'm like looking at it going, what? She goes, yeah, did you see they're reusing the background? I'm like, oh, are they?
They do that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens.
It's
that's...
called cost-effectiveness.
It is called cost. So it's a... Yeah, that's what
yeah,
it's called.
You can't even say it.
It is called that.
Damn.
As an engineer, I appreciate the cost-effectiveness of things.
Correct. Would you like to tell us more about this movie, David, instead of looking at me angrily because I said the C word?
No,
You'd probably prefer me
not,
to call him a
not angry.
You're not angry?
No, I'm not angry. I'm just...
Illiterate. Dyslexic.
I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. Okay, got there. Thank you so much. We don't edit these, so you can tell very quickly we don't edit these.
Or we do, and shit, we're really bad at it.
Kung Fu Panda, 2008. Budget, $130 million.
This was the year she was born, too, which is awesome.
Yeah, 2008, same year she was born.
Yeah.
Yeah, budget, $130 million.
Mm-hmm.
A big budget, but... Yes. If you've seen the cast.
Yes, it's why.
And also DreamWorks had been around for 7-8 years, maybe longer.
Yeah.
Well, Shrek was 2001 and that wasn't their first movie.
No,
but it was close to their first movie,
but
wasn't
they were,
it?
It was after Shrek, so it was, you know, while they were on a...
So they were on a high. They had some whiz fizz and mm-hmm. they were like...
Yep. This movie had to do well.
Yeah.
I would say it did 100 and... No, I reckon it went... Oh, geez.
130 million.
Yeah, that was the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon it did 350.
350 is low.
Really?
350 is low.
Is it above 400,000? Yes. Is it below 500,000?
No.
500 million, I mean. Oh.
There's definitely not
yes, obviously.
Below
500,000. It's between 400 and 500,000. Lock it in, Eddie. I'd
it's
suck
not
it.
Me and my mates.
I did really good at The Price is Right as a kid, just saying.
Okay, we're talking in millions. It's over 500.
Under 600 million?
It's over 600. Shall I just give you the number?
Yeah, because it's just climbing exponentially.
631 million.
Wow.
Well, 631.7
really
million, actually.
Quick.
But
that's, wow.
That's
that explains
big.
Why there's so many spin-offs and shows from this thing. And they've brought out just
a new
recently.
A movie, Kung Fu Panda 4 is coming out.
Yep.
So they had Kung Fu Panda and obviously 2 and 3 and the TV series.
Mm.
They've just milked
special.
This thing
yep.
for as many as they can.
Yep. Absolutely. Because apparently it's really big over China. They love it.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
seems very racist.
It.
But
is it?
I don't know. It seems like...
Well, there's not an Asian person in it, is there?
There is an Asian person in
who's
it.
Who's in it that's Asian?
There's a few.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to that. Would you like to hear who's in it?
Yeah, that's where I'm trying to
okay,
lead you.
So there's Skadoosh.
Yep.
Jack Black.
Yep.
James Hong. He's pretty Asian.
Who's James Hong? What
that's
character?
The father.
Oh, of course. Of course.
It really pisses him off to
that's
no
right,
end.
That's right, with the green eyes.
Yes. He only likes green eyes.
All right, to my defense.
I mean, he's an American Asian.
He's not in it a lot.
I don't think he... I don't...
He's in it at the start and
I
he's in
like
a little
James
bit at
Hong,
the end.
he is of Asian descent. I don't know if he grew up there, but I'm fairly sure he's been in America for a long time.
Yes, I feel like he's not got an American accent, though. I feel like he still speaks he speaks in these movies.
Now, this person's not Asian, Dustin Hoffman.
No, he's definitely not.
Jackie Chan is in this.
Is he?
Yeah.
Who is he?
He's the monkey.
Did not know that.
Did you not know the monkey is Jackie Chan?
No.
Okay. Lucy Liu.
She's one of the Fantastic
She's
five.
The snake.
Oh, of course.
She's
okay.
The viper or snake, right. Or whatever her name
no
is.
No one else in this group is, though. There's Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Tigress.
Yeah. Seth Rogen. Yes. As what? Yeah. he likes playing little characters that are a bit dopey.
Quirky, yeah.
Yeah. And then Angelina Jolie is the tiger. Mm-hmm. And David Cross is the crane.
Mm-hmm.
And Oogway is played by a guy called Randall Duk Kim.
Mm-hmm. So he's actually
Asian. But I'd say Korean because of Kim being the name.
Yeah.
Ian McShane is Tai Long.
Definitely not.
No, he's not.
That name gives it away. I'm confident with that one.
Ian McShane hangs out more with Keanu Reeves.
Them, look, not that I expect them all to be, but God, wouldn't kill them to do it.
Well... Yeah, but, okay, 2008, this is the period of animation movies, and it still happens now, but the period where it was all about which celebrity is in this movie.
Yeah,
you know
understand.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like, nowadays it's a little bit less like that because they've all had a go.
Mm-hmm.
They've all sort of, all ones lining
no
up
one's
at
putting
the front.
On an accent, so.
It'd be very hard to name a Hollywood actor, like a really famous A-list actor, who hasn't done a voice in animation.
Mm.
I'm sure there is some, but it'd be very tough to find one. Like, mm-hmm. They're very rare.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Ian McShane is the guy who is in John Wick, who is the dude who runs the hotel thing.
Yes.
The guy with the long hair kind of thing. The black hair. When you see him, you'd be like, yep. Of course that guy. It also has Wayne Knight.
Schneidquist, they're bringing out another Constantine movie, a sequel.
Are they?
Yep.
Does it have her in it too?
I don't know. But there was a picture of Keanu Reeves looking really beat up, and they said a new sequel has been announced for the titular.
Yeah, I'm whatever, pretty sure she won't be in it.
Constantine movie, and I went, Keanu Reeves can touch my titulars all he wants. To which I got a couple of likes.
Okay, yeah, so Wayne Knight is mm-hmm. in this. Michael Clarke Duncan.
Yep. Yes, he's the guard.
He's the guard guy.
I'll make a joke about him later.
Dan Fogler.
Oh, Dan Fogler?
Mm.
What's he?
I think he might be the goose guy who goes to whatever
really?
The guard. I think that's who he is. Kyle Gass is in this movie. And
I knew he was in a sequel.
For some reason, this is the funny one, right? For some reason, Google. You know when you type in whatever cast, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got two options. You can go to IMDb.
Just making sure my phone didn't pick that up. Yep.
And then, or you could go to OK Google. And no, it didn't do that.
Just
actually,
checking.
Did that on a podcast the other day I was listening to, by the way.
Siri.
Schneidquist.
From what I heard, Siri is very sensitive. You don't even have to say her name. She just talks to you. She just listens in, which shows that iPhones are fucking terrible.
Schneidquist. Yep. I was listening to someone.
Yeah.
And they were talking about... they're talking about two companies. They're talking about Apple and Google. And this guy goes something about Apple and whatever and Google. And he said, and Google. And then my thing stopped and went, how can I help you sort of thing.
How is that weird that it's listening to things you're playing?
Exactly.
It has to be listening all the time.
It's listening all the time.
Yeah.
It knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, Kyle Gass. But my point was, on Google, it tried to tell me that Brendan Fraser was one of the voices in this.
Right.
IMDb does not recognise that he's one of the voices in this.
Unless he's uncredited.
I don't know, but it's either a glitch of Google
yep.
or he's a background voice.
What do you mean
voice.
Google? Wikipedia? IMDb? Like, what are you talking
if
about?
If I Google something right now, right? Can I have
so
your
I
phone?
Know. If I Google, is Brendan Fraser
no,
in
no,
Kung
no,
Fu
no.
Panda?
Just type in Kung Fu Panda cast, right?
Yeah.
So if you just type in Kung Fu Panda cast, it'll come up with a little box at the top. And I don't know where it gets the information from. So you go into cart,
this thing.
So if you keep scrolling that, keep going, down the bottom, it'll show Brendan Fraser.
As what?
But he's not credited. And I don't think he's in it. I think it's just a weird glitch that it shows that he's in things. Because this is the same Google that thinks that Zach Braff and Dax Shepard are the same person. So Google, not maybe the AI is not going to take over, guys, because it doesn't, can't figure out some things.
Oh, we're pretty, we're anyway, pretty steadfast on that.
So that is the Peoples,
mm-hmm.
and I did a whole deep dive to figure out what Brendan Fraser did and whatever. So you don't have to do it now, but it won't.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in it. I've got a couple of bits of trivia, not much.
Yeah,
very, very little ones. The fighting styles are yes. all actual fighting styles of Kung Fu, mm-hmm. as you can kind of remember a tiger and stuff like that. So Po has the fighting style he does is one of them as well, is bear.
Right.
So apparently he is a Kung Fu bear.
Yep.
The animators actually were taken to a Kung Fu class
mm-hmm.
to try and like learn how Kung Fu moves work.
Yeah.
So they would animate it correctly.
Right.
And Jackie Chan,
yes.
who is Monkey, he recorded everything, all of his lines, all in one session that took him 5 hours. And that included all of his lines for Cantonese and Mandarin as well.
Wow.
Because he does the dub versions
of for both of those. Of course he would, because he speaks those languages.
So he, in 5 hours, he did all three versions. Wow. And just walked in, 5 hours, did it, and was out.
That's awesome.
There's not much of him, so that's not that hard.
Yeah.
Because you think about it, how often does he talk?
Well, yeah, I didn't know he was in it, which is awful.
You didn't notice that was his voice?
No. Okay.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay, let's...
I noticed it in other movies more, like Lego, like Ninjago.
Oh, of course, Lego Ninjago. He's actually physically in Lego Ninjago, though.
Yeah.
So, I've got a question for you. Would you like to get with the podcast?
Not if you announce it like that.
Okay, well, let's get on with the podcast.
Just as a warning, our child is coming back, so in case we'll have to pause, because our dogs will go
ballistic. Does she have to?
Well, she's coming back.
Okay, fair enough.
She's, guess who's back?
Natalie?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. I guess, so I get a prize?
No, I didn't say you
Can would. You ring a gong that goes, dum?
What was it? We were it watching that had a gong in it. And our kids went, oh my God, they didn't use a gong, did they? And they went, yep. And we went back and
watched it. They used a gong in this movie.
Oh, did they? Oh, well, obviously they would.
At the very start, there's a gong.
There was something that was very racially inappropriate and they used a gong. I can't remember what that was now. But we watched it twice.
I don't remember.
Probably Married at First Sight.
Could be.
Something wildly inappropriate.
Who knows? I don't know what it was.
Yep. Anyway, let's commence with our what ifs.
Yes, let's commence to start.
Yeah. My first one is, what if legend said? Legend says, and I'm just like, what if legend said?
I don't know. Nothing. What if?
What if he just shut his fucking mouth?
I know.
John Legend should put it back in.
John Legend. You tell John Legend he should be down here.
He should be down here. Exactly.
I said, what if he got a concussion in the first bit? I think he falls over himself when he's trying to get out of bed or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he does the whole thing that he, like, as if he's the Ninja Warrior or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Ninja Warrior? The Dragon Warrior. Same thing.
Ninja Warrior is good. Hang on a second.
Hold on a sec. Let's hit pause. Yeah, so he falls over himself mm-hmm. and he smashes his hand. I said, what if he got concussion? He was unable to keep going. If he, you know, if he had to be out for 10 days or something, he had to stand down protocol.
Doesn't sound like a panda to just give up and not do stuff.
Doesn't sound like this panda. He doesn't give up on anything, no, this guy.
No, he really doesn't.
But pandas give up on stuff all the time. Like this Kung Fu Panda is completely the opposite to what a panda normally would do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because pandas give up quite easily.
Yeah, yeah. They're lazy. They barely want to move.
This guy's motivated.
From the food. Yeah. Yeah. But he's part goose. So he's okay.
And then I said, when he went down, when he goes downstairs, mm-hmm. he goes, what if he pissed him off to no end?
I wish I'd gotten the panda with the green eyes.
So he tells his dad that he had a dream.
Yep. He should have yelled out and said, I wish John Burton was down here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so many references. Love it.
This is not the greatest staircase in the world. No. Because I just fell down it.
It's against code. Is this regular? Is this panda regulation size or what? Sorry.
Anyway, he goes downstairs, tells his daddy has a dream.
Yep.
And his dad said, you have the noodle dream.
Yeah.
What if he didn't tell him? What if he told him at that point?
Yeah.
It wasn't a dream about noodles, Dad. Yes.
What if his place was tofu?
That's exactly right.
What if he had a tofu dream?
And then his dad would be like, I've been doing the wrong thing the whole time.
That's right. Tofu in my face.
Okay, Tofu Grace.
Tofu Grace. Tofu
Grace. Eric Foreman. Anyway,
He's vegan. Actually, is tofu vegan?
I don't know.
I think so. It's plant-based.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's vegan, yeah.
Sorry, just having an inner dialogue outside my brain.
Okay, so I haven't got a lot because I'm waiting for the part where Uruguay says that they're going to they need the Dragon Warrior because Tai Lung will get free soon.
Yes,
like everything always happens, he can't hold him forever.
Yes,
have you got anything before that?
No, not until they announce that they're choosing the Dragon Warrior.
So they haven't announced they're choosing the Dragon Warrior yet, have they? Because they send
no, not for me.
He sends the goose out.
Yep.
So I said, what if he doesn't double the guards? Yeah. Or doesn't send the guy to double the guards?
Yes.
Tai Lung doesn't get free.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs the goose to do that.
He actually does it. Do you reckon Uruguay knows that this will happen and he'll get free?
I don't know.
Because he seems to be like the Mr. Miyagi of the whole thing and kind of predicting the whole future and like putting them on a path somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But like, also, if this guy did all these terrible things, right? And this is kind of like feudal. It's supposed to be Japan. It's supposed to be China, isn't it?
Yeah, China. The Ming Dynasty, actually.
The Ming Dynasty?
Ming Dynasty.
Or Qing?
Qing. The Cha Qing Dynasty, because it's all about noodles. There is a
Qing Dynasty. I know that
one. Is there?
Yeah.
I thought I was being racist.
Definitely Qing, and there's a Ming one.
Oh, yes. Because it's like the where all the fine China comes from.
Yes.
Ba-bum-chum.
That's right.
Yes.
They do just call it China now. They don't call it anything else.
That's correct. You want us? Yes. yes. So, they call the Dragon Warrior.
They call out that they want
Olympics.
The Dragon Warrior Olympics. Yeah. So it's yeah. So basically, he sends the guy to double the guards, and then they're like, "We've got to announce the Dragon Warrior." So they're going to have the thing, and then this is when Po goes running off to go up the hill,
mm-hmm.
and everyone else is running off as well. And the dad tells him to take the cart with mm-hmm. him. And I said, what if he doesn't ditch the cart and so he takes too long to get to the top
mm-hmm.
and it's all over?
Yeah.
Is Uruguay going to select one of them to be the Dragon Warrior?
Or if he ditches the cart earlier and he's in the stadium.
And he gets in there?
I said, what if he made it inside
yeah.
and wasn't trying to do all sorts of things to get inside?
Exactly.
Mm.
And then I said, what if he makes it in the first go?
Yep.
So like if he gets up there and whereas gets I in said, the first what if go? He
died by bamboo bitch slap?
Bamboo bitch slap would be good.
He gets smacked upside the head. I said, what if Poe blew himself to smithereens?
He really could.
He really should
explosives.
Have.
Explosives.
Yes, they are. Pretty explosives, but nonetheless explosives.
What if Shifu and Uruguay had got James Hong's character to help them because they needed to do like a display of strength,
mm-hmm.
and then they had to touch the burning blade and find the panda with the green eyes.
What if Po just said, can I get into the castle, please? Is that our dog's barking? Can you
probably
just pause for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, so
he's trying to get up to the top, right? And yes. So he's doing all the different things. He could blow himself up. And then yep. he does the whole thing where he goes... This is the most cartoony bit of the whole thing, where he goes up into the stratosphere.
Yeah.
Falls all the way down to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up hitting the ground and he's not dead.
No.
So this is unrealistic.
Yeah.
And then when he comes to, when he kind of opens his eyes up...
Yeah.
He's being pointed at by Uruguay.
Before that...
Yeah.
I said, what if he backed down when his dad got there?
Oh, yes.
His dad gets there.
Mm.
And he's already kind of, he's not really willing to tell him how he really feels or the fact that he had a real dream about Kung Fu, yada, yada. So what if he'd backed down and they just walked off?
Yeah.
And I said, what if he went splat? Because he should have went splat.
He should have went then, splat.
Then, yeah, everybody cheers when he points to Po as the Dragon Warrior. I said, mm-hmm. what if the people revolted? Revolted? What's yes. the word?
They're revolted.
Revolted?
That's revolted.
Yeah.
They're revolting.
Yes.
The people are revolting.
It was revolting. What if they were upset by the fact that they're expecting one of the
Furious Five.
Fabulous Five.
The Fabulous Five.
If it was the Furious Five, it should have been Vin Diesel.
What if instead of the five styles, it was five characters from Fast and Furious franchise?
That would be hilarious. Paul Walker.
So, Paul Walker.
While he was still alive.
Vin Diesel.
Yep.
The Rock. Jason Statham. The girl. And the girl.
And the angry girl.
Yeah. Well, this basically is two girls in the five, so you should have two girls in there.
The love interest, the sister of Paul Walker.
Yeah.
The love interest.
We haven't watched enough Fast and the Furious because I think there's many other characters in there.
Oh, there's heaps. There's an Charlize Theron's in it at one too. Point. That's ridiculous. I've watched Mason the first Momoa's one. Mason Momoa's in it. Next thing anyone's saying is,
I'm Arnold surprised Jack in Black's this one. Not in it.
He should be.
I.
This is what I call the best car in the world.
I think the people in this movie could be in the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Angelina Jolie should be in it.
She's in Gone 6 Seconds, but close enough.
Yeah.
I reckon she could be in it. Fucking Seth Rogen in Fast and the Furious would be hilarious. I'm going fast. His car just have a smoke coming out, but not out the back, out the sides.
Yes.
Out the windows.
He could do a redo of Cheech and Chong.
Oh, yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, why haven't they done that?
Because it would be racially insensitive. And there's no one you can... I don't think there's anyone out there. Unless they actually get Cheech and Chong to do it.
No, you couldn't, could you?
Cheech and Chong need to do a remake and show how much has changed now. They'd be like, dude, hide your bong. And it's like, it's legal here, relax. And he'd be like, what?
Yeah. I feel like that's something they'll do at the Oscars as a bit rather than an actual movie.
What?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Okay. Yeah, so he lands and Oogway is pointing at him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, Oogway is Bob Ross. There are no accidents.
It's happy accident.
Yeah, it's happy accident.
Yes, yeah.
I was like, does Oogway just sit there painting clouds?
Mm-hmm.
Calling them happy clouds?
Yep.
Because this does feel like, but what if he was Bob Ross? You just put like the Bob Ross, like afro on him, on Oogway. It'd be so good.
He'd look like the number eight. Because he'd have the shell and then he'd have the hair. And his head doesn't really stick much out of his shell, so he'd look like the number eight.
He would look like the number
eight. He'd be a weird shellman.
What if Oogway hadn't invented Kung Fu, but instead invented a new painting style? And everyone did different painting styles.
That would be great.
And then Tai Long wanted the secret of the painting style. He wouldn't give it to him. Maybe he wanted, like, cadmium yellow or something, and he wouldn't share it with him. He was like, I really, really want that, like, thylo blue, but you wouldn't probably share it with me.
The Furious Five would have different qualms. And go, who stole my paints? Who took my favourite brush?
Oh, my God. And they've all got slightly different painting styles.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
One's impressionist.
Oh, God.
One's postmodern.
Yes, well, we could tell who the... Yeah. The snake would just look like the guy that paints with his dick. She just uses her tail to do everything.
Oh, good.
The pink painter. All right, so then they do a snapshot of the goose that's gone to the jail, prison, whatever.
Before that, I said, what if Shifu at this point just accepts fate? Okay, so Shifu, when he argues with Oogway about him, you can't pick him as the driver. Did you mean to pick whatever? You know, what if Shifu just goes along with it from the start? His master knows everything. Because you know what? He's had this problem before.
He's not supposed to question him.
He questioned him before. He didn't question him last time.
No, but...
When Tai Lung was the guy.
Yeah, this guy didn't exist as a bad guy before.
No, true. But you know what I mean? Like, he or maybe he just accepts it. You know what I mean? He's just like, okay, he doesn't know how to do Kung Fu. Mm. And then Oogway goes, well, you will teach him.
Yeah.
You know, and if he just goes with it, he doesn't try and get rid of him throughout the whole movie, is he more prepared? Is like Po more prepared when Tai Lung gets there and they're all behind him rather than
All it really does is the fact that he's trying to get rid of him, so to speak, it just creates, for me, the only thing that happens in this is the fact that he just shows him he can take a beating. Like he just takes it.
That's the whole point of
And it does Po. Show him that he's got resilience, so maybe he's not too far out of the realms of being a dragon warrior.
Yes.
And it doesn't affect the relationship he has with the five because they tend to like him.
They sort of like him, but they also don't think that he should have been picked.
No, Tigress is the only one that's aggressive about it, though. The other guys are all like, they don't like him the first night.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all like, they're not mean-girling him.
No, they're not mean-girling
no.
him. No. Okay, so, all right, the goose.
Yes, I said, what if the goose wasn't being taken on a tour of the prison?
I said, what if they just tell the goose to go away?
Yeah.
Just say, all right, we'll double the guards and whatever. Yeah. You go, you don't need to be here.
I mean, I know they're known for going and having a gander, but mm-hmm. you don't need to take him on a tour. Like, you don't need to, we've got it covered. Just fuck off, essentially is what happens. But by taking him in there, it aggravates the person, the prisoner.
Yes.
And it gives him a feather.
Mm-hmm.
It does. That unlocks his locks. I love how they've put him in a shell.
Yes, they put him in a shell.
Yep.
Like Oogway.
Yep. And I, that's for later when he gets out. So then we get Switchback and Poe's in this, like, special room.
Yes.
With all these fancy things.
Yep.
And I said, what if he wasn't a nerd for all this stuff? What if he knew absolutely nothing about Kung Fu?
Yeah.
It's his jam, so he knows everything about it, and he just seems to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's someone who was just completely unknown.
This is like, this part of the movie is like a copy of all these kind of movies where the hero is someone who came from nothing. Like they've dreamt of it all their life, but no one would ever take them seriously.
Yeah.
And they are just a nerd for everything.
Yeah.
And that's just, so many movies are like that.
Yes.
But if
he knew nothing about it.
Well, then he would, if he knew nothing about it or he didn't care about it, he would just have gone, oh, that was an accident, and would have just given up.
Yeah.
If he doesn't really want, he has to really, really want it for this movie to work.
Especially considering he is treated very badly by them at the start.
Mm-hmm.
It's more incentive for him to walk away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So does he do does the finger hold on him?
Yes.
And I said, what if he had to clean up after the finger hold?
I did say, what if the finger trick got Lisa to squirt? A bit much, I know. But.
Oh my. Oh my.
Yep.
Oh, my.
I said, what if Poe died?
Yes.
I've got him dead a few times already.
Poe should be dead about three or four times now.
Yep.
Does he fall down the massive stairs at this point too?
I don't know about that. I did say, what if he sucked more than in the history of sucking? And then I said, he better not because he'll take my title away. What if they kept the prisoner in an actual cage?
Mm-hmm.
He's just loose. At the bottom of this cavern, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
With nothing surrounding him. Wouldn't it make sense to put him in a cage?
Yeah, well, they've got him with chains and stuff.
Yeah.
What if they just...
he got out, and he did.
He's so dangerous, and he can never get out, and they've got to treat him like that. I'm not a fan of this kind of thing, but why don't they just kill him?
Yeah. No, because that's bad. But
find him
someone...
guilty. He destroyed the whole town and everything. Find him guilty of this. I know.
But that's just. But it seems more kind to have someone just rot in jail,
mm-hmm.
sit there, not be able to exercise, move, or whatever.
He would have had atrophy. He's been there for 20 years.
He would have no sunlight in his system. Yeah.
He would. That would kill him.
Mm. We're to believe that he's been in there for 20 years.
Yeah, I think that's what they said. 20 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
He can't have been there that long.
Yep. And then, you know, there's the big sequence of him getting out.
Yes.
And he's using the chains to mm-hmm. kind of wrap himself around and climb. And I said, what if the chain in this movie was based on the chain on the swing in Road Trip?
It's bendy.
So it's got stretch to it. Can you just pause for a second?
Yeah, sure.
And then I said, what if the lead Rhino guard had Agent 11 to help?
Yeah, I know. The whole time. I thought he might tell him to cut around the meat.
Cut around the meat?
The part in Ricky Bobby. When he puts one knife in, he's trying to... And then he's trying to tell him to cut it, how they cut the other knife out. And he's like, cut around the meat.
That's right. I forgot that he was in Talladega Nights. I went straight to C-Spot Run with him.
So have you got more for when Tai Lung gets free?
No. Now, something must happen with Poe.
Okay, so can I do my part? I
reckon he falls at the stairs at this point.
That's where I think it. I think that's where I think it happens.
Because
right?
I said, what if Poe had a butt that quit?
Yes, he keeps bouncing down the stairs.
I love the sound effect for his bouncing off his bum. Boing,
boing,
boing.
So I said, what if he bounces down the stairs, but only gets to the second last stair, and then he turns around and says,
"Ace Ventura's there," and goes,
"Let's go. I'm going to do it again."
Yeah.
And then he has to go. Sure, let's do everything you want to do.
Then all of a sudden they're doing like acupuncture on him.
Yes.
To help him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what if the grasshopper? No.
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper killed him.
Yes. Looks like he's going to.
Yes. He goes, I may have killed his facial nerve or something, but froze his facial nerve.
Yeah, because she gets upset like he's doing a face.
Yeah, and she's going to... Or if she got upset and killed him.
Yes.
Either way, he's dead in that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
That's like six for him now. Then what's his name tells him that what's her name has escaped.
Yep, Tai Vong has escaped.
And all of a sudden his master just hands him the stick and fucks off like, see ya, I caused all this shit, see you later.
Well, I had another one about Oogway being a something and I can't read it. Can you read what that says? Oogway is a curve. I don't know what that says. Let's move on.
It's like, come on. Yeah, you can try and decipher your dad's.
Give it a try, Gab. What is it? The last one. Oogway is a...
Makunga.
Makunga. What if Oogway was a Makunga?
What if he was, though?
What if David could write clearer for his own notes? Again.
MacGyver?
Oogway
is a MacGyver?
Maybe.
That's the worst thing ever.
No, I don't think he's MacGyver. Anyway, let's move on. So we move up. There's something about Oogway being a whatever. And then he comes up and he gives his stick to Shifu, right? And so I wrote, what if whoever holds the stick is gay?
Yep. Well, I just learned about that and explains why he gets snapped in half. He turns out and goes, nah, I'm not gay.
No, well, Tai Lung's not gay.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy who would break up the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
He's a bad dude.
Then there's a montage.
Yep.
Where he catches him trying to get food.
Yes.
And realizes he actually does have some moves.
Yes.
So he decides he will train him. And then, there's a montage of them training.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to a scene where they're eating dumplings together.
Yes.
After the training.
So there's a little bit there where I said, what if the Kung Fu Warriors, which I couldn't remember what their name was, it's the Furious Five,
mm-hmm.
Notice that he leaves?
Yep.
They don't notice him.
No one notices he's gone.
No one notices he's gone, right? So what if they'd noticed that he left?
Stop it, he's asking.
And then he finds him doing the thing. And yeah, he's whoa.
She ripped it. That's good.
Okay. He's got some skill and he's like, oh, okay, I know how to train this guy. I'm going to train him with food because he's the dog.
Like a dragon.
Like a dragon.
How to train your panda.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what this movie should have been called.
And then I said, this is the point when the Furious Five, the Fast and the Furious Five decide to go for a little jaunt out to try and stop Tai Lung.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what if Tigress doesn't leave to adopt some African children?
Jesus. I love the fact that you made that joke too whilst we were watching it.
Yeah, I know, but it's funny. So, okay, so the people playing the Fast and Furious Five.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Angelina Jolie. I'm glad that she's animated because then I don't have to see her.
Yep.
Jesus. We've got Lucy Liu.
Yep.
She's actually not too bad in this.
She's Charlie's Angel character. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she is one of the Charlie's Angels. Mm-hmm. I think I was going to make a joke about being a Charlie's Angel, but I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Seth Rogen just goes, ooh, the whole time. Yeah. You didn't even notice it was Jackie Chan.
No, I did not.
And David Cross, I love David Cross, the crane. He's so good.
I listened to that podcast that I listened to called Smartless.
Yes.
So I'm catching up on old episodes. And one of the episodes was David Cross. And I was in the middle of the shops when mm-hmm. I was listening to this podcast. And he's talking about an upcoming movie that he was doing that got postponed with COVID. And he's doing the Chipmunks one.
Oh, God.
He goes, yeah, they needed me to fly over ASAP to start filming this thing. And he goes, get this. The whole movie, I'm in like a pelican mascot costume.
Yeah, I know that movie.
And because that's the sequel. And the three guys going, so they rushed you over there so that you could be in a costume so that no one could see your face. And he goes, yeah, exactly. I was in the fridge section of the supermarket. I was pissing myself laughing because I knew the movie because it's his backwards in time.
Are you sure that that's the movie? Because that one's a lot older than COVID times. That's the one where they're shipwrecked. I reckon that's the fourth one that we haven't seen yet.
No, why would they do that one? He's the mascot in that one.
I don't know, but I feel like...
No, I feel like...
Anyway, that's that. Okay. Anyway. Yeah,
because remember, that's 4 years ago now.
Yeah, but I feel like shipwrecked is like 8 to 10 years
Well, maybe they filmed it prior to COVID, but it got delayed or whatever. But yeah, he was telling the story about that movie, and I thought it was quite funny. Mm. He's actually a really funny dude, just talking to him.
He is very funny.
He's in a lot of stuff.
Sometimes he's a very... Yeah, I mean, I love him in Chain of Fools. We've already had him on here once.
Yes.
When someone describes him as the oversized Boy Scout.
Yes. then he becomes an oversized chicken.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He's good. I really love David Cross. He does some really good stuff. He would be... Because he's in Arrested Development with... Bateman as well.
Yes.
So they'd be good mates from doing that show for so long.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to this movie.
Yeah, so they're having the dumpling fight.
Yes.
Well, they're talking about eating dumplings first, and I said, what if Lisa wished her mouth was bigger? I do.
Every time he goes to eat, he does an over-exaggeration of eating, and it gives him the other guy enough time. You think he's going to, boom, and just eat it.
Yeah. Well, he starts to just... not fuck around and enjoy his food as much.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what if every fight for the last bit of food was like that?
Should be.
Some families, it used to be like that.
We should just chuck food on the floor and just let everyone fight it out.
Yeah, like a trough.
Yeah.
Yeah, just feed out of a trough.
Maybe not a trough.
Not a trough.
No.
Right.
Maybe we should have in our ceiling with a little tube, and we all wait under the tube, and then it drops. The food drops down, like the little... Well, we'd have to have dumplings.
Sounds like a weird experiment.
And then we have to see who gets the food. It's a bit like Hungry Hippos.
Yeah. If anything, it'd be... Probably our cats would probably know that the sound's coming first and run underneath it to catch it.
Yes, they would.
Yeah. Then there's the scene where the Furious of Five are trying to...
The Fast Ones.
Yes, the Fast and the Furious Five are trying to kill him.
Yeah.
The bad guy.
Yeah.
And I said... what if Barney was the bad guy? This is going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Oh, God.
So funny.
That scene with the... Yeah, I know. She's so cute. That scene with the wooden bridge or the rope bridge, and then they just... You have to get a photo of that.
I haven't got my phone. Oh, just so you know, our dog is lying in front of us, upside down. And she's looking at us, so her eyes are like wide open because you can see her teeth, and she's got fluff stuck to her mouth because she was just playing with a toy. She looks absolutely mental but cute all at the same time.
She's a weirdo dog, this one. She's so good. She didn't do anything in the dog episode, and now she's doing everything in every other episode.
I know.
Don't chase the cat.
That's so dog of her. All right. What if the fall killed him?
Yes.
He falls.
Yeah.
A huge way.
Yeah.
He's okay.
No, he's fine.
He's superhuman, is he?
I don't know.
He defies all gravity and cat reflexes. He apparently is.
Apparently they can make incredible jumps and things that they shouldn't be able to do.
Sorry, this dog is off the hook today.
Lana, please.
Oh, she's starting shit and she knocked her sister. Yep. You've started trouble now.
Okay.
You're annoying. Yep. Oh, God. You can hear our children
Why
fighting.
Couldn't you do that 3 episodes ago?
Kangaroo doggies. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, oh my God, they're doing dog style.
Yeah, they're doing doggy style.
I like when they do it and they just stand there and they've got their two noses next to each other.
Two mouths.
Yeah,
they've only got one mouth each.
There's two mouths all up. Okay, guys, break it up.
All right, we can continue on whilst they fight. That's okay. They're playing, they're not fighting.
They're just doing play fights.
Yeah, playing fighting. Okay, where was I up to?
I don't know, but Lana's really perturbed by this now.
She's like, you stop
She's like, I like it. Don't come closer.
Oh, look, she's doing the pose with the foot. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay, she's going to go chase a tail in a sec.
Don't go chasing waterfalls, Lana. You're asking for it.
All right, we should keep going because...
For me, the next one is the scroll.
Okay, go.
Yeah, go hide behind the table because your sister's being a pain.
Yes.
So what if he unrolled the scroll and it had the word run on it?
What if he unrolled the scroll and it said, oh, shit, I haven't got the right words for it.
Recipe for cinnamon scrolls?
No. No, no, because he's going to be the dragon warrior. So what if he unread the scroll and he said, you just point to all of me.
How to train your dragon warrior, 101.
Oh, dear Lord. You just gestured to all of me. That's the word.
That's it. That's
I couldn't
okay.
think of
it.
I knew the words went right.
Yep.
Yeah, so he does it and it's reflective paper.
Yes.
And he's like, there's nothing on it.
Mm-hmm.
What if Poe had got it straight away?
Yeah.
What if Poe had looked at it and gone, oh, it's supposed to be my inner strength?
Yep.
What if Shifu had realized what it was?
Yeah, he should have.
And went, oh, that's...
They were too busy shitting themselves.
Uguay's a bit of a trickster.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because he invented Kung Fu, apparently, Uguay.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Mm. So then everyone's running and they're evacuating the village.
Yep.
So he has to mosey on back to his dad and help him pack everything to go.
Yep.
And I said, what if his dad told him he was adopted?
Oh, but he
was going to.
He's going to, but he doesn't.
He doesn't do it.
I don't think it would have mattered.
Would they have put him in a better frame of mind? Ooh, or
it would have been maybe worse. I think it might have made it worse for him.
Or would it have made him realise, noodles are not my passion. I'm a panda, so I'm going to fight.
Yeah, maybe. But at this point, we don't know the pandas are kung fu pandas.
No, they're not. But he's definitely not a noodle goose.
No, he's not a noodle goose.
No, or a tofu grace.
How did he adopt a panda?
Yeah, I know.
I think we see it in another movie, but it doesn't make any sense.
They did little bits and show him when he's little, but it's not. I don't know. I don't know if the people of this village let him do it. They should have.
Okay, I've got this. I'm going to say it now. We're probably going to run into it in other Animation April movies. I think we said it before. I find it completely disturbing, really disturbing, that they have animals, and even ones that have animals with humans in it too.
Yeah.
That they have these like love interest relationships.
Yes, we've mentioned it before with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But in this case, right, he knows he's a panda.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look anything like a goose. He knows he's not the same.
Yeah.
Everyone's calling him a panda.
Yes.
For fuck's sake.
Yes.
His dad's not a panda.
No, it's quite apparent.
It's very apparent.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how this... We're just supposed to suspend disbelief on some of these, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
They're trying to send a message, like it's an almost thing with humans, with people. You know, you don't need to be the same.
So you don't need to, but
you do need to kind of be the same species.
But have you seen in any animated movie, do you ever see... two animals getting together, like very, very rarely do you see two animals that get together that are from a different species from each other.
Yeah. Well, I think they portray it in some movies.
You've got donkey and dragon in Shrek.
Yes, that's one. Yeah, that's about it.
I don't know any others.
I feel like there's like they couple up, but not necessarily reproduce.
Yeah. Because it's weird.
Yeah, and you can't.
It happens in Shrek because it's fairy tales.
That's correct.
So it's okay to do it there.
And they're, breaking rules with their fairy tales.
That's right.
Anyway. A load of shit. All right.
You're going to do the rest of the episode.
No. What if fight scenes had delayed gravity defying gravity or the law of physics?
They don't.
These ones do.
Well, they do, yes. But they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I remember watching a movie one night. I think I was trying to tape something. What was I trying to do? It was an SBS thing. And
trying to watch adult content.
No, I don't know if I was trying to watch adult content, but I think I flicked it over. Actually, I think I just flicked it over, and I was enthralled by this movie. It was a kung fu movie.
Oh, God damn it! Yeah.
And basically, what happened? Yeah, your phone was there.
Yeah.
It was a kung fu movie, and basically, what happened was there was a dude who was like, he'd jump in the air, and then he was flying through a building. And throwing, like, plasma blasts out of his hands.
Yep.
And then, like... It didn't make any sense, right?
Yep.
And I just watched this and I went, oh, my God, what is going on in this movie? And it's just this dude. He was, like, the ultimate master or something of kung fu. So, apparently, if you become, like, the ultimate master of kung fu, you can just fly through the air and shoot things out of your hands.
It's like monkey. Monkey magic.
Well, he was irrepressible.
He was. The nature
only
of
in the beginning.
Yeah.
Monkey's in this one, but he's Jackie Chan.
That's true. Oh, my Lord.
How did you not know it was Jackie Chan?
I don't know.
I can't believe you didn't hear his voice.
No.
He doesn't talk a lot, but he's definitely in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
It would be better if he said, you don't understand the words coming out of my mouth. I speak
what if
English.
Chris Tucker was Poe? I'm the Dragon Warrior? What?
I don't like noodles.
Alright.
I didn't have the noodle dream, Daddy.
Actually, I made him sound like the guy from... I made him sound like one of the sons from Me, Myself, and Irene then. So,
oh, love Daddy. You, Daddy.
Love you, Daddy. That'd be funny. What's his name? Is it Anthony Anderson?
Yes.
The guy who's from...
He does the Carnival Foods,
Run?
Yep.
Him being Kung Fu Panda.
But him from Me, Myself, and Irene being Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
Saying, Daddy. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
What's this motherfucking tail on?
That's not physics. Come on.
Come on. I actually don't mind that one. That's quite good.
Yes,
I agree. I've got, what if they just give Tai Lung the scroll?
Yeah.
He won't understand it either.
What's the point of him having it?
It doesn't. He thinks it's going to give him power. They'll be like, have the scroll. Yeah. Put the scroll back where it was.
Yes.
And let him take it.
Yeah.
Then he'll look at it and go, because he thinks he's got it. So don't just give it to him. But if they put it up in the dragon thing, they know that it's not doing anything.
Yeah.
And they basically just let him take it.
What they needed was a crossover.
What would he do?
With Sully and Mike Wazowski.
Yes.
With the scroll back where you got it.
Also help me.
Also help me.
So help me. And scene. Anyway.
We're all about breaking animation boundaries in this podcast.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I
think my next one isn't to when they're fighting and he tries to do the touch. Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's just explore this one for a sec, what I said. What if they made the plan, they put this... Huh?
I was just trying to overlook it. Sorry. I love the way you brought it back. We've done this once before. I've got wicked deja vu of me trying to get past the point and you going, no, let's just go back to what I said.
No, I want to explore this a bit further. Are you ready?
Explore it.
So they put the scroll up back where it was.
Yeah.
And then they let Tai Lung find it.
Yeah.
And he grabs the scroll
and
he opens it.
And goes, peekaboo.
And it's just nothing. It's just the reflection. He doesn't, we see when he looks at it, he doesn't understand it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to understand it. How is he going to react?
Poe explains it to him.
Yeah, I know that. But how is he going to react if he just finds it himself without anyone around?
Yeah.
They just let him into the Jade Palace or whatever it is, and they let him take the thing, right? He takes it, he opens it, because he wouldn't take it away. He'd open it straight away.
Maybe he thinks it was a fake.
Do you think he thinks it's a fake?
Mm.
He might, hey? He might.
I reckon he thinks it was a fake.
He might get mad.
What if when he opens it and Poe goes, oh, I didn't get it at first either.
Mm.
And then explains it to him. He fills him with all this confidence enough to kick his ass.
Yeah, that's not good too.
No, he helps him.
Yeah.
He helps him understand it.
Yeah.
He's not the voice.
No.
You shouldn't help him try to understand
it. You shouldn't sing it clear.
No. Well, no.
All right, cool. Let's move on.
He's doing the point things where he's trying to make him like paralyzed and stuff.
Because he's done that to the rest of the Furious Five.
Yeah, before. And I said, what if Poe peed or Poe pooed?
What if it made Poe squirt?
Yeah. Oh. Ew. That's too far, David.
Oh, come on.
William Poo is one thing, but making him do, like, sexual fluids is wrong.
What if it made him throw up?
We all know pandas don't want to do that anyway.
What if it made him fart?
That would have been great. That would have been an 8-year-old boy's dream in this movie.
What if he kept going, ooh, ooh, and he goes, oh, sorry.
Oh, Dragon Warrior what is it? Dragon Warrior mistake. Oops. I say, what if his new title became Idiot Dragon Warrior?
Because
he kind of is.
So they have the epic fight.
Yes.
The epic fight that goes on and on and on.
Yep.
And nothing really happens.
Yep. No bloodshed.
No. And then, we do get to see that Poe has learnt a lot of lessons from Shifu, especially the putting all the pots, all the wok pans over the top of it and moving it around and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yep. Well, does he learn that from Shifu?
Yeah, because Shifu...
Or is that just him?
Shifu does it with the dumpling.
Oh, does he? Oh.
Yeah, he does it with the dumpling. Right. And they have that fight. They're having the fight where they're using the chopsticks, whatever, and he's doing the same thing in that fight, but he's using the pieces of bamboo and standing on them and doing the stuff.
Okay. My next ones aren't until the very end.
Go to the end, because my last one, I only got one left.
Okay, so... They do the thing, yay, everyone wins, and then it only takes him someone to mention Shifu or something or whatever, and he goes, oh, shit, Master Shifu. So he has to run back up the stairs.
Yeah.
He's the only one that goes after them.
Yes.
And he's just laying there and he goes, oh, do you want me to be quiet and lay next with you? And I said, yeah, yeah, that'd be good. And then what if the, I call them the high five, what if the high five came in after
high five
and thought they were both dead?
Yeah.
You know, do a Romeo and Juliet scenario where they do themselves at the same time and then they wake up and, oh my God, the other five are dead.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Yeah, well.
Oh my God. That is, that's intense.
Very Shakespearean. Okay. And then they said, you hungry, you want to go get something to eat? And they go, yeah, I do actually. And I said, what if they went to eat something and choked?
Yeah.
And that's it for me.
That's it.
That's my Kung Fu Panda.
I my last one wasn't very good, so I'm just not going to bother.
Oh, come on. No, don't hold back.
It was before that part. Because
you can't read it.
No, I said, what if Tai Lung yields? What if he just gave up?
Yeah.
Because once he realises the scroll is nothing, not worth anything, what if he just gave up on it and went, all right, fine.
Yeah.
And then what if he sees the light? Yeah, I mean, I know he's not going to because of 20 years of being tortured, basically.
Yes.
But, you know, what if he realises that it was all about, you know, finding his inner peace and he can't do it?
No. What if he just ends up ending his own life and it's on them?
Yeah, what if he gets depressed? Instead of going, instead of it being a thing where he goes after them, what if he just gets depressed and kills himself and then they all feel bad about it?
Yes. And, yeah, yeah, it mars the whole...
It's not really a very good Disney sort of DreamWorks movie. It's not Disney, but...
Yeah, do they become the Sensational Six now?
Yeah, what happens with Poe? It's Poe and it's the Dragon Warrior and the Furious Five.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Yes. Well, there is one praying mantis, so that's
good. That's right, yeah. It's kind of like... what's his name? Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Mm. True.
Because there's more than one E in Springsteen.
Yes. And E Street was a great Australian...
It's pretty good.
...miniseries drama.
I don't know if it was that good.
No, it wasn't. Never watched it.
All right, cool. Remember
Dumb Street. Anyway.
Kung Fu Panda. What do you think of Kung Fu Panda after watching it again?
Still don't like
it. It's a bit meh, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like it as much as other ones.
Yeah, I think...
I just never connected with it. No. And I love Jack Black. I think he's a great voice actor and actor.
Skadoosh!
Yeah.
He kills him with a skadoosh! I didn't even say that. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I was going to say, what other words could you use instead of skadoosh? Like, that's a very Jack Black word, right?
I don't know.
But let's kind of almost recast this movie with different people and what would be their phrases.
Yeah, we could do that. Other catchphrases. I don't know.
So, imagine if this was... sorry, I'm trying to push my dogs over from the cord. She keeps nuzzling
the cord.
Don't nuzzle the cord. You're going to pull it out. I'm underneath
that.
Go under it then.
I am now.
You've gone under it three times.
I am now.
Like if this was the guy from Evolution and instead of that he just went googly moogly.
Yes, or Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov. Anyway, let's not prolong this any further. I think we've done enough with
Kung Fu Panda. I can't think of other catchphrases. I just know that this movie is meh for me. And
it's very meh.
I want to love it, but I just don't. I'm not connected to it.
It's just not great.
No. So,
stop that, please. No.
I don't know why our dog is doing
that. Just get out.
It's her dinner time and that's why she's
upset. Just get out. No. Just stay.
Come over here.
Go that way. Go talk to Mum.
I want my dinner.
Go talk to Mum.
But I want my dinner.
Okay. All right. Cool.
All right. So next week's movie.
Yes. You're choosing it.
Start of the school holidays next week.
It is the start of the school holidays next week. I don't know what words I just said then. But it's
school holidays.
It's school holidays.
And this movie is, I would say, one of my favourites in the animation field.
One of your favourites?
Yes. I do enjoy it. I like it. The animation style in it is quite good and the storyline's good. I like it as well.
I already know what you're choosing.
Yeah, I know you do. Because you saw. It is The Mitchells versus the Machines.
Mitchells versus the Machines.
Yes. This is a very truly unique movie. This is not going to help me if we're still counting box office because this was a straight to Netflix. So.
It just doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count.
I just don't count them if they don't
count. I think it broke even from what I've gathered. So what Netflix paid for it and what it cost them to make the movie. Pretty much cancelled each other out. So it's hard to fathom.
I do like this movie.
It is. I love it. So, and it's also one of our child's favourites as well. She has actually said she really likes it. It's the
animation style is very much her style.
It's Sony Picture, same people that made Spider-Verse.
Yes. I feel like Sony Pictures is doing something a bit different.
And I like it.
They fell behind for a while there because everyone's all the Disney and the DreamWorks and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like Sony Pictures, they've they've done the Spider-Verse one.
Yeah.
They've done this one as well.
They did all the Ice Age ones, didn't they? Were they Sony?
Yeah, I think that was, it was Blue Sky.
Oh, that's right.
Was the actual maker of it, but yeah. It was put out by Sony Pictures Animation. Yeah. So I think it was under their directive.
Yeah.
So that just feel like, all the Ice Age ones just feel like all the other stuff from that era. Mm. But this one, they feel like they're doing something a little different. Like a lot of the, like, what we can do is when we get to the episode, we can actually get some notes from our daughter.
Gabby!
And she can say to us, these are the things that this movie does really well.
Oh, I can just yell at her now. Gabby, can you come here?
She's going to take her 5 minutes to get
here. Can you come here, please? No, because she's the expert.
I know she's the expert.
And I want her, and it's her birthday, so I want her to talk.
Yeah, sure.
Can you give us a quick, like, description of who bought what studios and such like that? Come towards the table, because Josie loves you. So, Sony Productions. Sony Pictures. Did they buy out Blue Sky, or are they two separate?
Disney bought out Blue Sky and then sold it.
Sold it to who?
They just got rid of it.
But Ice Age was put out by Sony, hey?
Ice Age was put out, well, the new one was.
No, they're very originals.
Original was Blue Sky, and then it got bought out.
Yeah, but I think I remember it saying something about being Sony Animation or something.
They probably got some help from Sony, but I don't think it was put out by Sony.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
And so Pixar was a separate studio to...
Pixar was separate to Disney.
But then Disney bought it.
And then Disney bought Pixar, because if you can't beat your enemy, you buy them.
Correct.
So why don't they buy DreamWorks?
Because
they don't see any worth
the complete
in them.
Opposite. They would never let them buy... DreamWorks,
yeah.
DreamWorks is made to insult Disney.
Yes, that's true.
It was made to insult Disney.
It was made by a guy who left Disney.
Made by
Disney.
A guy who got, I thought he got fired from Disney. So he's like, I'm going to make my own fucking animation studio. Shrek is just a mockery of all the old Disney.
Taking the piss from it. And turns out everybody loves that.
Yeah, it was great.
Yes.
It's like The Boys being a mockery of superheroes.
Superman and stuff.
Yeah, all the Marvel and DC.
Like Invincible.
Yeah, Invincible.
Yes,
the TV
that
show.
Was taking the piss too.
Yeah.
A lot of those movies.
It made me, that Invincible show made me think of, what's that show? Dad? American Dad?
Oh, okay.
It just felt like it was taking the piss of that sort of stuff. That sort of style.
Yeah,
Boondocks.
Boondocks. It's like a animation thing about these two kids and their uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. But it's very mature.
Oh, okay. There's a lot more of those sort of shows coming around now where they're animated. So it gives the illusion, oh, it's a kid's show, but it's not. It's actually for adult content, like Archer,
that sort of stuff. Well, if you look at animation and go, that's for kids, then you've got to change your opinion. Anyway.
Yes, because there's a lot more animated things that are aimed at adults.
Is this what I got brought out?
Yes, I just want you to explain that sort of side of it because you're the expert. You know all that sort of stuff. So thank you for explaining it to us.
Thank you, Gabrielle.
This episode's going to be aired on your birthday, so happy birthday. She doesn't like getting old. She's sweet 16 and she's anything but, she's sour about it.
Yeah, she's sour.
She doesn't want to get old. She said to me the other day, she goes, all my bones click. And I'm like, yeah, dude, that's me. She goes, yeah, but I shouldn't be doing that. I'm only 16.
Next episode we're doing is going to be Mitchell's versus the Machines.
Oh, yay.
And yeah, because we were talking about the animation style, you know, that kind of, Spider-verse. All that stuff where they,
comic book.
Spider-Verse where they kind of, draw over the top of the 3D and stuff.
Fuck off, Natalie.
No, it's not. That's a weird style.
In 3D and 3D models and then drawn over and added in like a later date. So they hire 3D animators for the base stuff.
Right.
And they hire 2D animators or like 2D and 3D animators.
To put things over the top of it.
To add texture and pattern to it.
Right.
Included with background artists and all those people.
How do they do the layering? How do they get the whole things to mesh together? Because I feel like they're two separate.
They do have textures, but in certain parts, they have the artists come in and draw.
Yeah.
And then they give like a layering over it. So there's a bunch of overlays of texture and pattern.
Right.
And the base thing is just what it is.
Is there a set amount of layers that a normal animation usually would have?
Not really. It kind of depends what you're animating, I guess.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know how Puss in Boots... Hi.
She got a toy.
Now the Puss in Boots Last Wish movie has like certain parts that are really bright and colourful.
Yes, like when they get to the star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to require more detail than certain scenes that are set in dark areas.
So when you say detail, does that just mean layers?
you're explaining it to a child, so you have to explain it to me.
Layers. I'm not more sure detail, more layers. Is on the same layer, but because it's moving, you got to keep moving it with it.
Yeah.
It's going to take more time.
Right. Okay. So those scenes take longer to animate, essentially.
I mean, to color and stuff. And then they got storyboard artists who do basically the entire movie in small scribbles, and then it gets put into what it is. So there's a lot of different kinds of artists.
Because we saw all the storyboards when we went to the DreamWorks exhibition at Canberra.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of different artists, storyboard artists, background artists. Those are the drawing ones, but they have music artists and sound effect artists
mm-hmm.
who do sound design
yep.
for the movie.
Yep.
And then they have 3D animators, sometimes 2D animators. They have, I think it's character artists.
Yep. That focus designs. On just the person, like for example Toy Story well, yeah, just says they, someone like, for Woody.
The characters beforehand.
Yep.
So they design them and like fit the colors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I think they got to work probably with the ones who make scenery to make it actually fit.
Yep.
Otherwise it looks alien.
Yep.
So it requires a lot of teamwork.
I've asked you this question before, so I know I've asked it multiple times too because it doesn't just stick in my brain. But do they do the voices first or the animating first?
I feel like they do a script. The script gets translated into a storyboard. The voices get recorded and then animated over.
They animate to the voice because they need to animate to.
Otherwise, they can get like a retake if it doesn't fit.
It's harder for an actor to try and fit with what an animation's doing than the other way around.
Yeah, imagine trying to voice over an animation perfectly.
Yeah. You just can't do it. Or you could speed it up and slow it down, but it would be hard because every actor's... And they'd make them do it different ways. All right, try it a bit more hectic. Try it a bit more laid back.
Please do a deeper voice. Yeah. Please, mate.
Well, deep and high doesn't make a difference. It's how you deliver it. You know, do it with more energy. Do it with less energy. And then they've got to get the character to match.
Yeah, they do the script first and the script gets translated into like an actual visual thing.
Yeah.
And then once they have the visuals, they go to the voice actors like, hey, say this. They're like, okay. And once they have all the lines, they actually can start making it.
Yes.
Some, you said before that one guy recorded his lines in like only an hour.
Yeah, 5 hours. Jan.
5 hours?
He did all the languages in 5 hours.
He did everything. Damn. He did it 3 times. Damn. But he's not in the movie much, so that makes sense.
He's the monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that was Jackie Chan, so I learned something new.
I didn't know either. I just know it's a dude.
Yeah. We know Jackie Chan from that spy.
The Spy Next Door.
That's Jackie Chan.
I love Jackie Chan.
That's where you
I know who Jackie Chan is. I just know he's from that.
Yeah. That movie. We loved it. You guys as kids, you loved that movie.
What, hard?
Yeah. I was going to ask another question about animation, then I lost it.
Something about artists?
No, did the acting ones. Oh, do you know of many... I know it's not probably you more of the animation side of it, but do you know many movies that have all the actors together, or are they all done separate, the voices? They do them one by one, or is it? Do they tend to have them all in the same room?
Yeah,
I feel like they have done for some.
I have seen like behind the scenes where it's one is at a podium and the mics, and they have the script.
Yeah,
and then not too far away, there's another one, and then another one. I think I saw it for The Croods.
Yeah,
one of those movies.
Yeah,
but they do sometimes do it in the same room when it's a big group. Kind of talk back and forth because sometimes they talk over each other.
Yeah,
and, like, to do this and that. But I have seen just single individual ones for, like, Spider-Verse where they go into one room and then do it and then someone else comes in and does theirs.
Yep.
So it depends.
It must be hard for them. I know it's not your thing, but it must be hard for them to work against something when there's no one there. Unless that person's done their dialogue first.
I think they just
first.
Overlay it after.
Yeah.
So it sounds more confusing, but, like, on purpose.
But, yeah. But it seems like it's seamless, like that person spoke and responded to that person saying that line.
I bet they're still there when they're recording and they go and say theirs, so they know what the person said.
They have the script, so they know what's said, but still, if someone's delivered it, like, you know, how they deliver it is how you respond.
I've only ever seen that, heard that really done really well once, and it's a movie called Trollland.
Oh my god, the best movie of all time.
Oh my god. Oh, so terrible.
If you haven't watched Trollland, watch it. It's very good.
I think we've mentioned it a few times.
I've mentioned it a few times in this.
Everything is just animated on top of a green screen, which is added onto later. So you got probably some dude just did all the acts for it, then had it animated, and then made the background green, and then tried to put in backgrounds. But because that character isn't animated onto the ground, they just float. It's really good.
and they're walking.
Yeah.
It's just like floating.
Because they're cartoony, but they're just modeling it off of some dude doing it. It looks
and really we're making weird. It sound like it's the most low budget movie you've ever heard.
It is.
Well, it is. But they have fucking Ja Rule as the main character.
It's like yeah. Food Fight. They were animating Food Fight and it was going really good and they got all these good actors for it and I don't know what happened, but they lost a lot of the actual animation.
So that's where the budget in some
kind of incident.
Got cut.
So it's like, oh, we already spent all this money, but we need to have it animated again and we can't keep paying to redo it and redo it every time.
Yeah, so you've got to cut costs.
So we're going to make this look like the shittiest thing that's ever been seen. It's regarded as one of the worst animated movies of all time, but it has really big actors in it.
See, I don't know why you bother. And yet, a movie like... Because
they already got all these lines from high-budget actors. They're like, we have to put in something.
What was that great movie that didn't get made? Because it came out
of the same... Me and My Shadow, yes.
Because it didn't get made because it got
Peabody and Sherman.
That's right.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. It was a really good movie too. I remember them starting to put things out about it. It looked really interesting.
They did?
Yeah, I thought I saw something about a guy with his shadow and dealing with the fact that the shadow was doing something different. Like, I've seen bits about it. I know
there was a movie like that, but it was his brain is alive and his heart is alive. And it was going to be like Inside Out, but it's the brain and the heart arguing. It was a very box-looking movie. I don't know if it ever came out, but I remember seeing ads for it.
But in an animation form.
I don't know if it ever came out. I remember seeing it in some like vivid like daydream of mine, and I never actually got to watch it, so I don't know what happens or if it even exists. I just know that there was something like that.
Yeah.
Me and My Shadow has a YouTube playlist with a lot of the lost or basically almost done animation you can watch. It's really good.
Yeah. It looked really good. It's just a shame that they decided
want a nerd dog and his German boy.
I don't get it. Why can't you just do one and then do the other?
I didn't say German. I meant ginger.
Ginger boy.
German boy.
That's right. He could be German.
Oh, yeah.
People no one knows where he comes from. He's adopted.
He's American.
Yeah.
My pronouns are USA.
My pronouns are Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
It's A-U-S.
A-U-S. All right. Well, thank you, Gabby.
Thanks, Gab.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's days away.
Oh, it is now, but it's when this comes out, it will be your birthday. Woohoo! All right. So next week,
Mitchells versus the Machines.
Yes, an excellent animation movie.
Yep.
And we can talk about that. And yes, then it's your turn. And then vice versa, we just keep going back and forth.
I know. Thanks for explaining the concept of the podcast. I know. Podcast.
It's just to anyone new out there.
All right.
Thinking they just want to know about Kung Fu Panda, thinking that maybe we'd be talking about the new one.
Oh.
So my daughter actually said that she was really looking forward to watching that.
Yeah.
Then has been watching reviews or listening to and reading reviews and now says that she doesn't really want to watch that.
It can't be any worse than the Megamind sequel.
I've seen a video promoting the movie, but Jack Black is singing the Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yes, I've seen that too.
Don't understand it.
I don't understand
it. And I'm like, that's not going to bode well for a movie if he's doing Britney Spears.
Yeah.
So yeah,
he's decided he's just going to try and win Oscars for best original song, best songs.
He can't. No.
But you can't win it for that, can you?
No.
Anyway,
it's like orchestral score and stuff. But bless you. But I don't believe that was a good one that registered highly.
Sorry.
And it scared our cat too, which was amazing.
Sorry, guys.
I don't think he's singing a song that somebody else has done. He can't do anything.
I don't think so either. No. Sorry, I didn't. I knew it was wrong.
He's just trying to market it. And it's getting attention and lots of views and everything like that. But it just makes me think, oh, really, guys?
All right, well, let's go.
Yeah, let's go watch Mitchell. Good night. Good weekend. Good morning. Good Monday. Good day to you, sirs and madams. And David needs to stop the recording soon.